Well, we're back to my apartment being flooded again because we're at the bottom of the hill. As you can see there, that's all water. Same thing over here. In this room, rug is all wet, drenched. And now over here, had to take everything out. Closet's all drenched, all flooded. And this place looks like a war zone. Had to take everything out. Like a war zone. Gonna have to see how much I can get up with this wet dry vac. It's pissing me off. I already filled up one of these, but. Alright, I had to dump one of them, 5 gallons, so now let's see how much more we have. Is it 10 gallons of water on the friggin' floor? And then tomorrow I gotta take the shampooer and suck up all the friggin' damn water in the wet rugs. Off, man. This ain't the first time I had to do this. One time I had to suck up like 220 gallons. It was that bad. It was last year. I had over 200 gallons. It took me like an hour. Otherwise, the water would have been all over the apartment. Look at this. 15 gallons and it's still coming. The rain's still coming. I can't stay here all night, so it is what it is. It's ridiculous. Going very low budgety for this edition of TST. I mean, I showed you at the beginning of what I had to deal with because it keeps fucking raining. 2 days straight. It doesn't have to be heavy rain, but it's constant. I'm living downhill and my apartment got flooded, so I had to deal with that. It is what it is, at any rate. But I digress. Time immemorial, at any rate. I'm not gonna let this go. It doesn't matter. I'll be like the Terminator. If I have to crawl with one arm, crawl to come after this NWO, crawl because I've been through this war like the Terminator, and now I'm missing an arm. But I'm crawling. Eyes are red. I'm pissed off. I'm still coming for you. I might be crawling at this point, but I'm still coming for you, all right? You and your damn boy flu agenda, just like COVID. I'm not doing this. You're pricing us out of eggs. You're killing our food supply. And I am beyond done with it. I'm beyond done with prices getting jacked up. This is a shortage. That's a shortage. Listeria here, salmonella there. Watch the chicken heads all get salmonella. I'm done with it. And stand there, look in his eyes. I see you trolls out there, 6 thumbs down clowns last night. When you go low, trolls, we go high here. Read between the lines and sit and spin. The damn thumbs down clowns, I'm sick of this. So now you got people out there who are... Well, they're just now starting to stockpile eggs as shortages worsen. You should have been stockpiled this whole time, ever since the scamdemic went down. As egg shortages worsen... Consumers have started stockpiling. You just started? Where you been the last, I don't know, 5 years since the COVID 1984 scamdemic, shutting down ports over a case of the sniffles? They shut down the world's, China's biggest port during the scamdemic because they had a case of COVID. A case. They shut down the entire port. Remember all the damn ships, cargo ships out there at sea? Out there in Pacific Ocean, out there, I think they were out there off the coast of China too. Remember, for a long time, and everything was getting throttled. There were so many ships, and then fewer ports that were open, so they had to like, it took forever for cargo ships to get processed. Remember that? And then you started seeing shortages. Remember that? Remember the TP run, the toilet paper run, over something that's supposed to be respiratory? That doesn't make any sense, except for the fact the whole thing is full of shit. Maybe the sheeple even knew that somehow subconsciously this whole thing was full of shit, but they couldn't quite figure it out. So in their pea brains, they went, COVID? Respiratory disease? I gotta go run out and buy toilet paper. They didn't quite make that connection. They knew it had to do with full of shitness. That's why they ran out to get toilet paper, but they didn't realize they were getting got. Does that make sense to you? Well, it makes sense to me. It was all BS. All the shortages. And here we are now. Consumers have started stockpiling eggs in an attempt to counter the increasing prices. The current bird flu crisis, put that in quotes because there is no bird flu, there is no virus, has been the excuse for the ruling class to murder, kill, destroy brutally destroy chickens. Over 100 million. I think 140 million. That's what they say. It's probably higher than that. If it is indeed that, it might not be that. They could just say it's that and still jack up our price. The bottom line is, where is our farmer's voice? I don't hear one fucking farmer. I hear survival channels. I hear people who have owned farms who have their own survival channels talking, but I don't hear any other farmers. Why aren't our farmers protesting? If you came to my damn farm and you said one fucking chicken had the even though it didn't, first of all, I'm pushing back on you. Bullshit, I'm calling you out. Second of all, if you say, cull all my chickens because of one damn bird tested positive, one case demic on my farm, Houston, you got a problem. I ain't calling all my damn chickens. So now you got farmers that are trying to, like, if a chicken tests positive on their farm, or before it even does, they're trying to, like, compartmentalize all this and put, take their flock and divide it up. If one chicken looks sick or whatever, and the assholes are coming to give them a PCR test, they're, like, isolating that one chicken beforehand and then trying to separate from the rest of the flock so they don't have to kill that flock or something like that. Whatever they're doing, they need to be speaking out. The damn farmers need to be on the damn news. Otherwise, to me, it sounds like they're either being intimidated or they're on the take. And they really aren't in it to win it. Because you know what? You should be speaking your voice, farmers. You, just like the ones in the UK, they're out there in London, shutting London down, protesting with the damn tractors, doing something about it, just like they did in Holland. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know how much the price of eggs are? Well, I'm going to show you that video tomorrow, if I remember. I got it saved. For the price of eggs, there's this Japanese guy in Mexico. He said, oh, look, $1.89. In one case, $1.99, but guess what? They were also not in a damn cooler, and they weren't washed off. They all had their chicken fecal matter on it as a protective membrane, which is supposed to be healthier than us doing what we do, is washing off all of that and then putting them in a damn cooler. By the way, refrigeration, don't think that doesn't have radiation, because you got a motor in there. I put an EMF detector to it. Yeah, your food's getting radiated, but I digress. Two forces combined, tight supply of eggs and high demand, are directly causing the spike in wholesale prices that we've all seen recently. Also, intermittent shortages of eggs at some retail locations and in different parts of the country, American Egg Board CEO Emily Metz said. Well, guess what, Emily? This is all done on purpose. There is no bird flu. Emily, can you hear me, Emily Metz of the American Egg Board Association, or whatever that is? You're the CEO of the American Egg Board. I didn't know there was such thing as American Egg Board. But Emily Metz, you're the CEO of the American Egg Board. Okay, tight supply, high demand. I got it. But what's the culprit? Emily? Are you listening? I'll take the bird flu hoax for 500, Alex. Is that what it is? Yeah, of course that's what it is. If they're killing our chickens in the name of a damn virus, all right? Because they want us to eat the bugs. They want us to eat the bugs and live in 15-minute stack 'em and pack 'em cities. This is the fucking NWO's neck. That's a little spring from the rebounder, which is a mini trampoline. How much more? How much more is this gonna go up? How much more is that gonna go up? How much more? When have you had enough, America? When is anybody gonna be talking about this? There's very few people talking about them pricing us out of existence. There's very few people that I see in general on Facebook, on Instagram, on even on BitChute. There's not many videos being made about this. It's about politics. About politics. Auntie Maxine said this. Okay, you can address it. Rip her a new one. How about the eggs? How about the bird flu scamdemic? Aren't you gonna address that? One TikTok user sarcastically wrote, are eggs missing in your area? And then he showed this. People are literally, I guess price is no object to them. Well, it almost looks like they're at Home Depot. One of those Home Depot carts. Look how much they're getting. They're getting like, these are 5 dozen flats. Look how many 5 dozen flats they got stacked up there. Because people with money, they're storing them up somehow. I guess they got the room with I don't know if they're freezing them. They're doing something with them to get ahead of the game. This, According to Saloni Vastani. I don't know. Vastani? Is that Italian or is that Indian? Saloni Vastani. An associate professor of marketing. Associate professor of marketing at Emory University. This is what she said to USA Today. The fake news rag, USA Today, that wants to say the real news. But this is what Saloni Vastani said. She's associate professor. I guess it's a gal. I don't even know. An associate professor of marketing at Emory University in Atlanta. That's what this person had to say. Quote, egg prices are going up because of the avian flu. But that's driving people to buy more eggs than usual. And we have high prices and reduced supply as a result. It's Captain Obvious right there. It's not the bird flu, it's the bird brain flu, because you got to be a fucking bird brain moron to believe that there's a bird flu that's causing all this. Conjunctivitis. Seriously, that's a symptom of a flu? Since when? They're fucking with us. All right? Then you got the BBC. The BBC. Looky here, British Bullshit Communist. That's what BBC stands for. British Bullshit Communism. Just like we have CNN, Commie News Network. Highly pathogenic bird flu case sparks cull. As figure and fiction would say, highly, highly pathogenic. The only thing that's highly contagious is the bird brain flu, because you got a lot of dumbasses out there to believe anything they're told. They live in fear. Listen to this. Listen to this. BBC, huh? BBC. Take a look at you. Avian flu spread sees 1.8 million farmed birds culled. Almost 1.8 million farmed and captive birds. Captive bird, okay. Have been culled in the past 3 months in England, or the United Kingdom, I should say. 1.8 million in the last 3 months because of the spread of the avian flu in the UK, according to the BBC. The British bullshit cable news network, whatever the fuck it is. There have been, get a load of this, 33 outbreaks of the viruses on farms. Yeah? 33? You like your numbers, don't you, New World Order? Of course you do, you fucking Illuminati pieces of shit. There have been 33 outbreaks of the virus, which there is no virus, on farms, and on Wednesday, the government said bird keepers in 5 more English counties would have to house flocks indoors starting Sunday. The risk to humans remains low, with chicken and eggs safe to eat if properly cooked. Warning, obviously. Warning. Lies galore. Okay. I got the cooked part. Why are you killing the chickens? Why are you killing chickens if, again, you said in your own damn words this? Saw this in another article just last week. You said this, mofos. That's right, British bullshit commie news rag. The risk to humans remains low, with chicken and eggs safe to eat if properly cooked. But there are concerns about the impact bird flu is having on farmers' mental health. Now you're trying to change why you're killing the chickens? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis? I'm not even reading further, because they're so full of shit. What are they going to say? The bird flu, somehow, it's a low risk, but all this is traumatizing farmers? The only thing that's traumatizing the farmers is the fact that you're telling them, you're ordering them to kill all their chickens. So yeah, I guess that's going to have a kind of sort of mental health or bug them in a way. You tell them to kill their livelihood over nothing. You need to back off our farmers worldwide. Back the hell off of our farmers. And farmers, you need to rise up. You got a voice? Your vocal cords still work? Huh? Do you still have a spine? If you can't find your spine, you want us to lend you one? Huh? There's a lot of us here in the BitChute truth community and elsewhere that can help you. That can help you with a spine if you lost your, if it's your spine's lost a little bit. Put your spine back in, farmers across the world, It's time to unite with us, the rest of humanity, because we're not going to take this shit. They're murdering our chickens. They're killing, they're going after our beef now. They're injecting our pork with mRNA. How much more can you take? They're going after ostriches in Canada, wanting to kill 400 ostriches on a farm. Are you kidding me? They say cook your meat, cook your eggs, and everything's fine as they kill the chickens. Do you understand what they're doing? They're telling you in plain sight, like they did with the Scamdemic 1.0 COVID, that there is no there. There are no viruses. They just want to see if you're smart enough to understand that, and then they'll back the feck off. Between the chemtrailed weather out there and the rain, the chem rain, flooding my apartment and me having to deal with that shit and this shit, I don't even think Colt 45 is enough anymore. I might have to start smoking a doobie. Just kidding out there. I see someone out there going, no, you should pray to God. Well, listen, I do that, but sometimes there's other measures that need to be taken, okay? All right? They say the risk to humans is low. Of course it is, because it doesn't exist. The government in the UK government said it had acted quickly to cull all poultry on infected premises to protect Britain's food security. You can't just make this up. The BBC, go look it up. They said, "Are you wake up? This shit isn't even real." They said they're saying you. I don't even want to go over this again. Pink eye, conjunctivitis, eye infection, is bird flu. They're saying symptoms are mild. They're saying cook your meat, cook your chicken like you should always do anyway, and all is well. But then they said in the next breath, because they talk out of both corners of their mouth, and they want to see if you're smart enough to put two and two together, which most people are not because they're sheeple. The government said it had acted quickly to kill all the chickens on farms with one case demic. Per farm, one case on a farm, faulty PCR test, it's chickens without heads. But they're saying the government said it had acted quickly to murder all poultry on infected premises to protect Britain's food security. But they also recognize that it's having a devastating impact. What was that saw? In Saw, that doll, the Saw doll. You remember the movie Saw? You're killing all the chickens on farms over one that you say has the bird flu? Because you're protecting Britain's? Let's throw in the United States food security? Meanwhile, in Mexico, eggs are $1.88 and their eggs not even in the freezer. They're like natural with the bird membrane over the egg protective, so they're out with the rest of the dry goods. You know what I'm saying. Bird flu is not Mexico? Huh? Where's my bird flu? Huh? Huh? Where's my... Do I have anything else? I think that's it for now. I'm gonna stop it right there. It's very late right now. I'm gonna edit this and put it up there to get no views and a lot of thumbs down. Because you know what? Fact everything. You got trolls out there that think everything's a joke. Nobody gives a shit. Very few do. The very few that I see on my channel. I don't even know if anybody on Fascist Book or Instagram can see this, but you know what? You've been warned. Just like I said in 2020, just like I said in 2021, I said, you have been warned. There is no virus. They're going after the food. They're coming after you, EWE, you little sheep out there. Don't let me see you. Don't let me catch you putting on your muzzle. You're so damn stupid. If viruses were really in the air, a piece of fabric. They even said they were making fun of you in 2020. The CDC was saying, oh, just cut cloth out and be creative. Be creative with your mask and put it over your face. You all sheeple are so damn dumb. They were laughing at you. If a virus was really real and it was really in the air, just like chemtrails and nanoparticulates, it's going to go through there. If you can breathe, I know it's restricted breathing when you wear a muzzle, but you're still breathing somewhat. It's limited breathing, but you're breathing, right? You're pulling in air, right? So not only are you pulling in the fresh chemtrail there, but you're pulling in, if viruses were real and they're not, you would be breathing in the viruses. So why wearing a muzzle? Assholes. Or should I say mask holes? I'm done with this. I'm done. I am done. I'll tell you what, I've had it. I've had it with the stupidity. We're not locking down again. We're not rolling up our sleeves. I'm not. And you know what? I don't even want rolling up our sleeves to be your option, because this is how the New World Order works. If you, the sheeple, because they're more you than they are of us, okay? If you, the sheeple, go along with it, they're going to force us to go along with it. So I'm saying you damn sure better not go along with it either. We all have to get on the same damn page. Critical mass awareness on the same page. On the other hand, if they give it a choice to take it or not, and y'all take it, survival of the fittest, and they say they don't bring up lockdowns or anything else, I'm cool with that. If you want to depop that way, I'm cool with that. If you want to be a dumbass, say for instance, instead of the New World Order saying everybody has to get it, it's mandated, and then we have to fight back like in 2020. If they just go around this time, go around, well, it's just optional. If you want it, you want it. If you don't, you don't. That's fine. But a lot of you out there do opt for this go around, and they don't like mandate it, and you all happen to like go take permanent night-night. I'm not gonna lose sleep over it. It'll be just survival of the fittest. I have no problem with that, because you have been warned. I've warned my family in New York. My mother has too for years, since 2020, and they laughed. They're not laughing anymore. They're not breathing. Wake up. Because if you don't wake up, you'll go along with that bullshit New World Order agenda, and then you won't wake up. At any rate, like, share, subscribe, or don't. I'm out.